I think we can relate to Job and the message that we heard in the first reading today, where we ask ourselves, how can this be? The problem of theodicy, God and his permission of evil, or why evil happened, or why pain and suffering happened, continue throughout millennia, throughout salvation history, throughout human history. When things are out of our control, out of our hand, we ask, how can this be? But yet today, just as Job come to the recognition that God is infinite and that we're finite, and which remind us that even with the smartest person in the whole world, there are certain things that we can never know. Our mind, our intellect, cannot grasp everything that's going on in this world. Heck, we can't even grasp the making of the universe itself. There are certain things that scientists nowadays still cannot answer about the universe, right? And as well as not even talk about those things out there. There are things here on this earth that we cannot explain yet. The depth of the ocean, huh? And the complexity of our human body. Huh? All these richness to show us that even though we think that we're in control, that somehow we know anything and everything, we're not. Only God is in control. And we have to then trust in his infinite goodness, that see our good, that will our good much more than we do, even though at times in our life, we have to endure the pains, the sufferings, the evil that exist. Today, in the gospel reading today, we hear Jesus said, come, follow me. And he continued to add, foxes have dens, and birds of the skies have nests. But the Son of Man and his disciples have nowhere to rest his head. When I read that passage, I remember not only the missionaries of the past, but the missionaries now, where they have to go into stranger, completely unknown lands and to leave their family behind, and to go somewhere that they know not, but to trust in God's goodness and the goodness of humanity. And to know that no matter what happened, I have him, and that's what matter. Radical trust, letting go of control, and letting God love us in the unknown is so hard, but it's what require of us in our own path of discipleship.